Vov Av, Wednesday, 25th of July, Rabbi Zachary Jacobson, Havdalah, on Motzei Tisha B'Av.
We have a little bit of a dilemma this year with this Motzei Shabbos, that Chazal were Masakan instituted we should make Havdalah on a kois, and we have a bit of a difficulty this Motzei Shabbos because we can't drink it. It's Tisha B'Av, it's a fast day. So what should we do in such a situation? Now, you could say there's an option to make Havdalah while it's still Shabbos, so we could drink the kois, but that's not an option, because if you do that, the Rishonim say, you're bringing the fast in early. The Ramban brings this from Baal Halachos Gedolos, you're actually bringing the fast early, and you won't be able to drink the wine anyway. To say that you should make Havdalah the normal time and give it to a child who's below chinuch, the Ramban doesn't like that, because he says the child will grow up and think that Motzei Shabbos, when it's Tisha B'Av, he can drink, because he remembered doing so as a child. So what should we do in this situation? We're going to see today that this is a Machlokes Rishonim, whether one actually should be making Havdalah on a kois. This Motzei Shabbos, when it is Tisha B'Av as well. We're going to see that there's actually machlokes bechlal where there should be a kois there at all. We're also going to see that there seems to be two different ways of understanding the Ramban, who is one of the Bab Proctus. So I'd like to start with the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Kuv Zayin Omid Aleph. The Gemara there, in the name of Rava, has got two different statements in the name of Rava regarding how long have we got to make Havdalah on a Motzei Shabbos. What's the time span? The Gemara begins with Omer Rava, Hilchasa, and it says two halachas regarding Kiddush and Havdalah. If a person has tasted already wine or eaten, he's eaten before making Kiddush, he can still continue making Kiddush, Ta'am, Makdik, Mekadesh. Similarly, if a person's eaten on Motzei Shabbos before making Havdalah, it's not the right thing to do, but time, if he did, Mavdil, he can make Havdalah. It says, Omishalei Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos, Mekadosh Reilach Kol HaYoyim Kuloi. If a person has not made Kiddush at the start of the Shabbos, he's got the whole of Shabbos to make Kiddush, Ad Motzei Shabbos. And Mishalei Hivdil V'Moitzei Shabbos, Mavdil V'Hoylech Kol HaShabbos Kuloi. The first statement of Rava says, that if somebody's not made Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, when the correct time to do it is as soon as it's Motzei Shabbos, Mavdil v'hoylech kol haShabbos kulo, he's got the whole of Shabbos. But what this actually means is you've got till Wednesday, Tuesday, and that's it. Because this is a memra of Rav Zeira. This is actually a memra of Rav Chiya, and Rav Zeira clarifies it. Om b'nei Rav Chiya, mishalei hivdol b'moitzei Shabbos. This is kuv vav amud aleph. Mavdil v'hoylech b'chol haShabbos kulo, v'ad kama om Rav Zeira ad revi b'Shabbos. The days that belong to the previous Shabbos is Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So you've got till then. But then you got the Gemara in Daf Kuv Zayin brings another memra. This memra is Ameima. Posach lo lahoshmaitza derova v'hai lishna. I'm skipping to the point which we're looking at is Mishalo yivdol b'motzei Shabbos ma'abde v'holich kol ayoyim kuloi. So you've just got the whole day, the whole Sunday to make Havdalah. If you haven't made Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, you have Motzei Shabbos the night and Sunday day, I suppose until Shkia, to make Havdalah.
And you make it Sunday evening?
Up until Sunday evening, you have to make Havdalah. So, this is talking about somebody who has not been able to make it on Motzei Shabbos. Let's say he did not have any wine available. He's able to take, to if he gets wine the next day. This opinion says you've only got until Sunday evening to make Havdalah. We don't rule this way. We paskin like the first statement of Rava, which is that you've got until Wednesday. Tosfos proves that we rule this way, and he's got two proofs. His first proof is because Rav Chiya said you've got until Wednesday. His second proof is because Motzei Shabbos, when you've got Tisha B'Av, which is Chal Niyos on Motzei Shabbos, like this year, you've got Tisha B'Av falling on Motzei Shabbos, Regilin lahavdil achatanis. It's common practice, it's regilin lahavdil achatanis, that you can make Havdalah on Sunday evening when it's already Jewishly Monday, Yom Sheni. So this is a nafkamina, a practical difference between the two opinions two ways of learning on how long you've got to make Havdalah. Tosfos is understanding that if Havdalah you've only got up until Sunday and not further, then you wouldn't be making Havdalah Nekois on Motzei Tisha B'Av, when it falls like this year on a Sunday. You would not be making Havdalah then. However, according to the opinion which allows you all the way till Wednesday, you've got a chance then on Monday and Tuesday to make Havdalah. The Ramban brings that the Baal Halachas Gedolos argues in this Hachra of Tosfos, and that the Baal Halachas Gedolos says that in a situation like this year, when you have not got the chance to make Havdalah on a Kois on a Sunday, even according to the opinion who says that you've only got Motzei Shabbos on Sunday day, would still allow you to make Havdalah on a Kois on Motzei Tisha B'Av, Sunday evening. And the Ramban, because this is how the Baal Halachas Gedolos actually ruled, he ruled like the second statement of Rama. The Ramban, he argues strongly on this, and he says it goes against all logic. Because he says, since according to this opinion, you're only able to make the Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos and its day, so ki also lemeichel bahani, when in that unit of time you're not allowed to eat, my tama livdul mikam elach. What would be the reason to make Havdalah after that time? The other abe ibcha mistabra. On the contrary, it's logical the other way. The ki also lemeichel bafukei Shabbos, when you're forbidden to make Havdalah on a kois and drink the kois on Motzei Shabbos, veloichazi labdul b'shaba. Lo mavdil betrays b'shaba, and you're not able to make Havdalah on Shabbos itself. Lo mavdil betray b'shaba, you should not be making Havdalah on Monday. Because in the right time, when it was the right time to make Havdalah, you weren't able to do it, you should not be able to do it afterwards. Now he adds on something extra, which shows he's arguing on Tosfos as well. Because we said in the name of Tosfos that the practical difference between the two ways of learning Rava, whether you've got Havdalah till Sunday or Havdalah till Wednesday, he said the practical difference was whether in this situation like this year when Motzei Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, whether you can make it on Monday and Tuesday. Like we're going to do this year, we'll make it on Motzei Tisha B'Av, which is halachically Monday. The Ramban argues, he says, even according to the opinion, who says, Mavdil Lahoyle, Kola Shabbos Kula, Hani Mili, these words only apply, Heichadul Motzei Shabbos Chozi Lavduli, where Motzei Shabbos he was fitting and able to make Havdalah. Aval Heichadul Motzei Shabbos Loi Chozi Lavduli, where in this situation like this year, where we're not able on Motzei Shabbos to make Havdalah, Loi Mivdil Adrevi B'Shabbos, you have not got that option to make Havdalah until Wednesday. And he adds words here. Dekulu tashlumin derishoin ninu. Because Monday and Tuesday are all tashlumin, payback time of Sunday. Vekiven te bizmane loy chazi lahavdala loy mevdal beloizmane. Since in its time, the right time, it wasn't fitting to make Havdalah, so loy mevdal beloizmane. You can't make Havdalah when it's not in the incorrect time, in the time which is only the time for tashlumin. Marshal kolaroy lebila in bila makhevesboy. Now we're familiar with this idea of tashlumin from tefillah. Tashlumin, this concept of tashlumin is found in a few places, but where we're familiar is, for example, somebody's not been able to daven. For some reason he forgot, he was oinus, he was not able to daven a shachris. So when it comes to mincha, Chazal have given him the option of davening twice. It doesn't mean now that he's actually daven shachris and he's fulfilled the mitzvah shachris, because he's actually missed the boat, he's missed zman tefillah. But Chazal have given him an opportunity to do another tefillah, called tashlumin, payback time. So with Havdalah, the Ramban seems to be saying, and this is how the Steichemid understands the Ramban, that you've got a Zman for Havdalah, which is what we call Motzei Shabbos, and we'll call Motzei Shabbos the whole unit of Sunday. You've got it the night, and you've got the day, that's called Sunday, that's the Zman for Havdalah. And then you've got a chance, if you didn't do the mitzvah of Abdullah in its correct time, which is Sunday, you've got Monday and Tuesday to do it. Now this is an interesting one. I had this experience. My grandfather, Zichrono Livracha, was very not well, and I was living in Gateshead. I was with him. He had a stroke. I was with him throughout Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, in the hospital, and they operated on him on Sunday. I was with him throughout that time, and then once I was no longer able to be with him, I went back to Kollel, and I went to my Rosh Kollel and said, "Do I daven a second mincha?" I mean, this is Devarim Meforoshim Halacha, actually. And he answered back to me that no, you don't, since you were Oisek, and you were Oisek b'mitzvah, and you were potter from tefillah during the zman of the mitzvah, which was Shachris, you don't do tashlumin on when it comes to mincha time. In other words, if a person's not able to do the mitzvah in its right time, the Ramban is telling us, you don't do tashlumin. So that's what it seems the Ramban seems to be saying. Since Bezmanoi, he was not able to make Abdullah, so therefore Beloizmani, which is Monday and Tuesday, which is Tashlumin time, he should not be making Abdullah. That's what the Ramban seems to be saying. And that's the Ramban's opinion at the end of the day. That when Motzei Shabbos falls on Tisha B'Av, and Tisha B'Av falls on a Motzei Shabbos, one does not make Abdullah on a Kois. I would like to finish off with the words of the Ramban. Actually, he says, he feels that the Chazal never instituted, in this situation, we should be making Abdullah on a Kois. Teida, Shari Omru, Bitchilot Kavu Bitfilah. Initially, this is the history of Abdullah, they instituted Abdullah should be made in Tfilah. Heshiru, if we became richer, Kavu ala Kois, they instituted that we should be making Abdullah on a Kois. But Tisha B'Av, which falls on Shabbos, Kol Yisrael Aniyim Merudim Heim. All of the Jews are like Aniyim, poor people, downtrodden poor people. So in that situation, they did not institute that we should have a kois at all. So they did not institute that somebody who makes Havdalah and Tfilah should also do it on a Kois. Ela b'shosh sheyesh Kois. Only at a time when there is a Kois. Aba b'shosh she'en Kois ba'olam, ein tzorich lehavdil. But in a time when there's no Kois anywhere, no Jew is going to be making Havdalah and a Kois this Motzei Shabbos. Therefore, they did not institute that you should be making Havdalah and Kois. And we go back to the old times where you just make Havdalah in Tfilah and that's it. So this is the Ramban's opinion, and he's arguing on Tosfos, and Tosfos said he saw this also in the Rav Amram Gon. So this is the opinion of the Ramban who argues on Tosfos. We paskan la halacha that we do make Havdalah. That's right. That's how we paskan. According to the Ramban, there would be that at all. There would be no Havdalah no Kois at all. That's the Ramban's opinion. Everything. Yeah. We do that in Tfilah. With Tfilah. That's exactly what he's saying. Just in Tfilah you should be making Havdalah and that's it. But that's Ramban's opinion. We don't paskan that way. Right. We pass that you should be making Abdullah and a Kois on Motzei Tisha B'Av. you wouldn't never say Bo Moreish on Sunday night. You do it on the Zman night, which is Motzei Shabbos. Now, Now, I found this very interesting. I came across a Chuvas HaRashba, who clearly, both the Shoyel and the Rashba himself, had a different understanding of this Ramban. We've just said that the Stechemed and the simple understanding of the Ramban is that we have a Zman of Abdullah, which is Motzei Shabbos, and then you've got Tashlumin. And the Ramban used the word Tashlumin. And he used also the words, he distinguished between a Zman and Loizman. This is the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam. So the Shalosh Rashba says, Tumias Oid al Rav Rabbeinu Moshe ben Nachman. So the Shoyle, the Rashi was saying that you had this, the Shoyle, the one asking the question, had a question on the Rambam. Shekasa b'shem Rav bal halachas b'inyan tishbav. Shecholi is b'mitzvah Shabbos. The kivin de lo yochel la'avdule akisa b'shatoi. Since you weren't able to make Havdalah in its right time, suloi mivdol b'mitzvah tishbav. Da itchi legomri, because it got pushed away completely. For Amris, and the Shoyle, you asked, Ma bein zu la'oisa sh'amu b'peir kisa adam. Why? How can you distinguish between this case and the case of Kisa Adam? Now, the case of Kisa Adam is a Gemara in Chulin, Daf Pei Zayin. The Mishnah says there, Kiso, if a person covered over the blood of Shechita, where you are required to cover over with earth, the Niskala, and the wind revealed the blood again, he does not have a duty again to cover over the blood with earth. But if he shechted the animal, which requires kisu adam, the mitzvah of kisu adam, and before he had a chance to cover it over, kisoa ruach, the ruach, the wind went and blew the earth over the sand, or the earth over the blood, the Mishnah says, Chayev lechasois, he has a duty and obligation to cover it over. On that, the Gemara comments and says, Omer Rabba Barav Chon, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Loishonu Ela Shechoza v'niskale. That only applies when Choza v'niskale. The blood became revealed again on earth. Avo Loichoza v'niskale, Potem lechasois. If it remained covered, you have not got a duty to uncover it and then cover it again. Ask the Gemara, in this situation when the wind took away your mitzvah and it covered over the earth, the blood with earth, what does it help you? You got rejected. You got pushed away from this mitzvah. Om Rapapa, says Rapapa, Zoysa Meres, this teaches me something. Ein dichoyetzel mitzvahs. If you had a mitzvah to do, and you got rejected, temporarily rejected, then when the opportunity arises again for you to do that mitzvah, you do it. You've got a chiv to do it. We don't have a concept of dichoy with mitzvahs. That person, once he's rejected, remains rejected. With korbonos, there is such a concept, that if a person was able to do a mitzvah, able to do the korban, and became rejected, then he remains rejected. It's a psul in the korban, but not with mitzvahs. Ain't dechoyetzol mitzvahs. So the shoyel asks, I don't understand. In the case of Havdalah, that sounds like a case of being rejected, where Tisha B'Av came and it forbade you to drink wine, or grape juice. So therefore, you couldn't make Havdalah, and because you couldn't make Havdalah, you were rejected, and on that basis, the Ramban is saying, when the opportunity arises again on Sunday night, you remain rejected. Now, I found this fascinating. The Ramban never said that. The way we have explained the Ramban is saying a different concept, a different reason for stopping you doing the mitzvah. With this concept of rejected and not rejected, let's look at the case of Kisui Adam. There's no time limit for Kisui Adam at all. There's no time limit for coming over the blood. So mitzvah, as long as the blood is there and it's not being done, you have got a duty, somebody else has got a duty to cover over the blood. So, in that situation, the wind rejected him and took away his mitzvah. So when it came back, still the right time to do it, he's got a chiyuv to do Kisui Adam. There was no time limit. But in our case, the Ramban has just mapped it out for us. There is a Sunday, which is the Motzei Shabbos unit called the Zman. And then there's Monday, Tuesday, which is not the Zman. And clearly the Ramban was telling us a whole concept of Tashlum, which we knew about. And he was applying it to Havdalah. That if in its time of the mitzvah you're not able to do the mitzvah, it's Pasnish Tashlumin. The whole concept of payback doesn't apply. Now, to say this whole concept of dichui implies that really the zman of the mitzvah is all the way till Wednesday. But since you were rejected, When it comes, the opportunity arises again, like Motzi Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to drink, now the tzom is ended, now you can make Abdullah. On that, you've been rejected, you can never come back to it. But the Rambam didn't seem to be saying that concept. He made very clearly a distinction between Zman and Loizmane. A beautiful practical difference between these two ways of patching you from the mitzvah, the two ways of understanding the Ramban, would be understood in the following case. In Tanis, the Rosh brings a case of Rabbeinu Yehuda, which is also found in the Rosh in Brochus. Pamachos or Rabbeinu Yehuda Oinein. So Oinein is a person who's lost a relative and has got no duty to do any mitzvahs at all. So he was an Oinein. And this was on Shabbos, on Matzah Shabbos, he was Oinein, he's waiting to bury his close relative. So Oinein he was, V'ochol b'loy Abdullah. He had no duty to make Abdullah, he was allowed to eat without Abdullah. Omele Talmidov, V'navdu l'fonecho, let us make Abdullah before you. Omelem, Hominim b'yashalmi, in Baruch Hu'ein, Oinein achreim Omein. That Oinein doesn't say Omein either. Ulamarach ulamacharasai, the next morning, kashabat mibeis akvaris, it was in the morning, so it's still Sunday, it's still the unit of Motzah Shabbos l'chayra, he came from the beis akvaris, omruloi, so they turned round to him, the Talmid said, lama enoch oisa avdala, why aren't you making avdala? Hamin and Tom Abdul, even though you've eaten, you've still got a right to make avdala, we paskin and rover paskins, if you've eaten, you can still make avdala. Beheshev lehem, he answered them, since last night I was exempt, at the time of the duty of the obligation of making Abdullah, so now as well I'm exempt. Now, this case can be understood both ways. If we learn that Rabbeinu Yehuda learned differently to how we've been learning, and he learned that the Zman of Abdullah was only Motzei Shabbos night. Come the morning, it's no longer the Zman of Abdullah, it's called Tashlumin time. So we can understand, since the whole of the Zman of Abdullah, which was the night time, he was Potter, so that means that follows the next day, which is no longer the Zman, it's just Tashlumin time, he was Potter at the time of the Chiyuv, he has no duty at the time of Tashlumin. We're going to see that this will become a beautiful practical difference in the Shaila. So, what about us, who we hold, or even the Baal Halachos Gedolos, who learns that the Zman of Abdullah is the entire night of Motzei Shabbos and the daytime as well? So, would they agree with Rabbeinu Yehuda's Psak? Because the Zman of Abdullah is the entire unit of Sunday. So come Sunday morning, it's still the Zman of Abdullah, he's still Chayav with Abdullah, surely he should be making Abdullah. And that's what the Talmidim thought, that's probably how the Talmidim learned. Because they understood it's the Zman of Abdullah now, you should be making Abdullah. This very same story happened with the Rosh, Rabbeinu Osha. The Torah brings, in Yeridesh Sim Shim Mem Aleph, Re'isi la'adoni of Yarosh, Shemes lo meis b'Shabbos. Over Motzei Shabbos, lo hivdel. He did not make Abdullah. V'lo yispalel, he didn't daven either. V'lo b'yom rishon b'boiker. And not, he didn't daven shachas in the morning either, because it was before Kvura. U'la'achas shenikva, and after the Kvura, la'achas shenikva, meis yispalel tchil shachas, he daven shachas, sha'adayin lo yov zmano, it was still the Zman of Shachas. So it tells you it was still Sunday day. Sunday morning, Aval Tfilas Erev Loi, he didn't daven Mariv, Shekva Ovez Mana, and the time had already passed, V'loi Domi L'Shochach V'loi Yispalel, and it's got no, you can't compare it to somebody who's forgotten and not daven, Da'arvis, Shem Yispalel Shachas Shtayim, that person would do Tashlumin, but the Rosh wouldn't, that wouldn't be no comparison to the Rosh's case, Kivin Shebelayla Lohi Chayiv L'Yispalel, because he speaks about his father and says his father was not Chayiv on Motzei Shabbos to daven. Ubi'in in Abdullah ikaplukta, says the Torah, you should know there's a machloikas between the Merami Rottenberg and Rabbeinu Yehuda, and What did he do? The Torah says, my father did not make Havdalah. My father did not make Havdalah. He learnt like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Kiva Eger brings that we know that the Rosh's opinion is that Havdalah is, the Zman of Havdalah is, that means the man of Motzah Shabbos. We're not talking about Zman of Tashlumim. The Zman of Motzah Shabbos is Sunday, night and day. And Rabbi Kiva Eger proves it. Because there is this halacha that if a person did not say Atochoinantonu, did not make Havdalah in Tefillah. He didn't make Havdalah in Tefillah. Well, no problem. You can still make Havdalah and a kois and save yourself. But what happens if you know that you're not going to have a kois straight away? So the Rosh differentiates between knowing you're going to have a kois Sunday day and knowing you're going to have a kois Monday day. If you know you're going to have a kois on Sunday day, you can, don't worry about it. You don't have to repeat your Shmoy and Esther. You do not have to make Havdalah in Tefillah. But if you know that you're only going to have a kois on Monday, you're going to have to say Havdalah again in Tefillah. What's the difference between Sunday and Monday? What's the difference? Simple difference, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. Sunday is still the Zman of Motzei Shabbos. It's still the Zman of the Chiyuv of Havdalah. Monday is Tashlumin time. So you can see very clearly here that the Rosh himself held that Sunday is still the Zman of Havdalah, and yet the Rosh did not make Havdalah Sunday day. Because he passed in like Rabbi Yehuda because he was part of the night before. What do you mean? But he's still the Zman. You see very clearly here that the Rosh also learnt this idea like the Rashba, which was that if you're pushed away at the start of a mitzvah, then you remain rejected. And the Rashba says that there's a difference between this concept and the case of Kisui Adam. Kisui Adam, you were fitting in the beginning to do the mitzvah. You were fitting at the start to do the mitzvah. Only the wind came along and pushed you away, but you had a chance to do the mitzvah. In Havdalah, from the start you were rejected. So whenever you're rejected from the start, it seems to be worse. And even when the opportunity arises again to do the mitzvah, it's too late. It does not help you. And that's how the Shoyl and the Rashba understood this Ramban. So we had a Shaila today about this Motzei Shabbos. What's it going to be? Do we make Havdalah Nekois? Tosfos and Rishonim hold, like we do, we practice today, we do make Havdalah this Motzei Shabbos, this Motzei Tisha B'Av on Nekois, and we will wait till Motzei Tisha B'Av and we will make it Nekois. Ramban argues and says you don't. And we've had two ways of learning the Ramban. The simple way of learning the Ramban is because the Ramban learns the unit Zman of Havdalah is only Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos, which means till Sunday evening. And since in that entire unit you've not been able to make Havdalah, it's Pasnish Tashlumin. And we've seen just now that the Rashba, the Shoyl of the Rashba, and the Rashba who answers him and explains him, that there's no contradiction to Gemara Chulin Daf Pei Zayin. We're understanding the Ramban differently, that it's a new concept of if you were rejected at the start of a mitzvah, you remain rejected. And we've supported that clear in the Rosh, because we had a contradiction in the Rosh. The Rosh also seems to learn that a person who's rejected at the start of Motzei Shabbos from doing the mitzvah of Havdalah remains rejected, even though the Zman of the Havdalah continues all the way till Sunday evening. The Rosh, nevertheless, still did not make Havdalah.